A reading from the book of Judges. All the citizens of Shechem and all Beth Milo came together and proceeded to make Abimelech king by the terebinth at the memorial pillar in Shechem. When this was reported to him, Jotham went to the top of Mount Gerizim and, standing there, cried out to them in a loud voice, "Hear me, citizens of Shechem, that God may then hear you." Once the trees went to anoint a king over themselves. So they said to the olive tree, "Reign over us." But the olive tree answered them, "Must I give up my rich oil, whereby men and gods are honored, to go and wave over the trees?" Then the tree said to the fig tree, "Come, you reign over us." But the fig tree answered them, "Must I give up my sweetness and my good fruit and go wave over the trees?" Then the tree said to the vine, "Come, you, and reign over us." But the vine answered, "Must I give up my wine that cheers gods and men and go to wave over the trees?" Then all the trees said to the buckthorn, "Come, you reign over us." But the buckthorn replied to the trees, "If you wish to anoint me king over you in good faith, come and take refuge in my shadow. Otherwise, let fire come from the buckthorn and devour the cedars of Lebanon." The first reading in the lectionary today intrigued me simply because in all of my years of reading and studying scripture, this was a passage I had never heard before. It was immensely curious to me and sent me into the commentaries just to find out what it was about. The passage comes from the book of Judges, which tells the story of Israel's earliest days as a nation. The people have been set free from slavery in Egypt, wooed as God's chosen people in the desert to worship and trust one God alone, and then led into a promised land where they can now live their unique covenantal relationship with God. At this early stage in their history, they have no real government, no established leadership structures. They're still trying to figure out how they will collectively live as a different sort of nation. But the only sort of models that they have around them and the surrounding nations are monarchies led by single rulers. Just before today's passage, the situation comes to a head. Abimelech, one of the 70 sons in Gideon's family, a sprawling network of potential leaders among the people, collaborates with his mother's clan in Shechem to kill off the other 69 brothers so that he can become the lone ruler. The massacre works, with one exception, the youngest of his brothers, Jotham, who is able to hide himself. Now, Jotham reemerges to preach to the Shechemites in the form of a fable. When all the trees got together to choose a king, the gifted trees, if you will, those that make oil, figs, wine, each turned down the role because they're already doing something valuable for the forest and don't feel as if they can stop doing it. And so finally the trees ask the bramble, and the bramble says, "Sure, they can seek shelter under my branches." But bramble isn't a tree that really is capable of offering shelter. All that bramble's branches are good for is starting fires. There are many things to ponder about Jotham's message, ancient as it is. For Jotham and the Israelites were dealing with a reality that we still struggle with today. How to best organize ourselves as a community in a way that serves our particular covenantal life with God. We ponder it in the realm of politics, both as the local and national level. We also ponder it within the church. Many religious communities, following the call to renewal issued in Vatican II, have been pondering it with intensity now for 50 years. Is a strong single leader the way to go, or shared leadership of some sort? And who should serve in leadership? Are our electoral processes designed to surface those who would really be best for the community? Or do they often result in bramble taking the reins? Why do we seem to continually elect people with the capacity to create fire, but no fruit? I am remembering a couple of years back at a religious chapter involving the election of a new provincial team, and the facilitator of the process reminded the community, do not use voting as a means of affirming people in the community, to let them know that you like them or to make them feel loved. Leadership is a charism that really does need to be called forth based on giftedness, not on ties of affection. Likewise, those who are gifted with the skills and capacities needed in leadership must be open to the community's call, even if their personal preference might be to continue where they're at, bearing olives, figs, or grapes, rather than waving their branches over other trees, a rather derogatory way of speaking about the role of a leader, I might add. Sometimes community need might move us outside of our comfort zone, beyond the ways in which we've borne fruit before. If over and over again we end up with bramble in leadership, at some point we have to ask, this can't entirely be the responsibility of the bramble, can it? All of us are somehow complicit, even if that means merely caving into a pervasive devaluing or bad-mouthing of leadership to such a degree that persons with gifts for the task no longer perceive it as a worthy vocation. And that ultimately seems to be the challenge of the book of Judges for us today. In the verses that follow this passage, the Shechemites become disillusioned with Abimelech, the king that they helped to put into place because he was a member of the family. And they try to rebel against him. In the end, the whole community loses. The Shechemites die, Abimelech gets his head bashed in by a woman with a millstone. The region is cast into chaos. Leadership is important. Finding the right leaders even more important. Maybe today we could challenge ourselves to listen to the Jothams who are calling out words of warning in our time and engage them in dialogue. What might they have to say about how we structure our communities to live out our unique call in history? What do they see that we seem to keep missing? What are the most creative, successful practices out there for calling forth and forming good leaders for our communities? How will we discern gifts? And who will be willing if asked? Will you?